Tom Karkel in the WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today, going to be any lingering mixed precipitation coming to an end, then a cloudy day in store with a high near 28. Right now in Kenosha, 19 degrees, 17 in Burlington, Milwaukee 19, also 19 in Racine. Southeast Wisconsin rose this morning, a little bit slick, a lot better though than last night when the rain froze with the plunging temperatures, which also affected sidewalks and driveways. Most of the roads got some salt attention from DPW crews, but you still need to be careful this morning, especially with sidewalks, but also those driveways and parking lots. A 75-year-old Caledonia man went outside his home on Randall Lane this morning. He fell on the ice. Fire rescue personnel called in to help him up. Lots of accidents with the slick road conditions last evening. One involving a jackknife semi on 4 Mile Road, the back end of the truck ending up in the ditch. Multiple cases of cars and trucks unable to climb icy hills. In Kenosha County, a 3-vehicle accident included one of the vehicles going onto an ice-covered small body of water, but sinking for a time once the ice broke. Well, after the Salters had hit the streets, about 1:40 or so this morning, a truck accident occurred on Highway 36 near the Burlington Bypass that led to a hand injury for the driver, also a fairly significant amount of fuel leaking out of that vehicle. And this morning as well, a car into a concrete light pole at Kenosha's 60th Street and 22nd Avenue. It brought down some power lines. Police went searching for the operator. The icy conditions last night in southeast Wisconsin, bad enough at Mitchell Airport that all departures and landings were delayed for a while. The charter plane for the NBA's Miami Heat slid on the runway, though it never left the pavement area.
They can't really use a lot of the chemicals that on a runway that they can on a road, because it corrodes the plane's metallic surfaces, and so it's much more difficult to maintain. But in any case, it's always a good thing when nothing bad happens.
That's AccuWeather's Elliot Abrams indicating that ice won't be melting either today with the temperatures just under the freezing mark. You'll have to do that with maybe some ice melt. The Heat coming in to Milwaukee from out west to play the Bucks tomorrow night. Take note, there's been a big backup along southbound I-94 from an accident that occurred at Highway C in Kenosha County. For a time, the two left lanes closed, creating a significant backup into Racine County. A toll road in Kenosha County at the Illinois border, well, that's not something Governor Scott Walker is considering to raise money for fixing roads in the state or any toll roads anywhere else for that matter. The governor's starting a listening tour in Milwaukee, where he said that the next budget will not include expansion of any road construction projects, and he says he wants to find a way to make the needed repairs, but without raising gas taxes or vehicle registration fees like he has said in the past. Michigan, by the way, just raised both of those at the start of this year to pay for road repairs in that state. Senator Van Wongard, meanwhile, who represents both Racine and Kenosha County, says on WRJN's Community Conversation, transportation funding will be one of the big issues in the legislative session, but that Racine County needs to get back what it lost for the interstate project.
I'm still waiting on Racine County getting finished from Kenosha County up to Milwaukee with our road lanes. That did not get completed. And that's about $500 million right there that needs to come in for that process. So we need to get that done in Racine County, because it doesn't make any sense to have a government-formed bottleneck that occurs every time you get down into Racine because they've got their roads narrowed because of crumbling roads.
He said the tough part about the budgeting process, prioritizing and trying to work across the lines of both political parties. A man wanted since last September for a series of bank robberies on the same day in Kenosha, finally appearing in circuit court. 27-year-old Jubilee Braithwaite arrested by U.S. Marshals with help from Kenosha Police. Charging documents says on September 13th, he robbed separate bank branch offices of Chase Bank on 6th Avenue and on Washington Road, plus the Johnson Bank location on 60th Street. Bond was set at $100,000 by Court Commissioner John Mason. And also in Kenosha, an online petition launched in defense of a police officer accused of assaulting a man while on duty early New Year's Day. That petition has already got over 900 signatures on a goal of 1,000.
The petition is in response to a letter to the police chief from a Kenosha alderman demanding that Kendall West be fired at the next Police and Fire Commission meeting. The 29-year-old West, a military veteran, has been charged with battery and misconduct in public office and is on administrative leave while an internal investigation is underway. The petition on change.org says, while we realize there need to be consequences, removing West from the force is, quote, not advantageous to the department, to the city of Kenosha, or to its citizens. It says defining West's entire career by, quote, an extremely brief lapse in judgment is unduly harsh given the type of citizen and officer he is. The Police and Fire Commission agenda for January 17th, released yesterday, does not include any formal item pertaining to the incident.
40 years he was on the Racine County Board. Hub Brown passes away this week at the age of 92. He passed away at Ascension All Saints Hospital. In addition to his tenure with the county board, Hub Brown served as the campus administrator for Gateway Technical College in Kenosha for 43 years. He was a 1940 St. Catharines High School graduate. He's in their Hall of Fame. Services are next Monday for Hub Brown. They're being handled by the Marsh Meredith and Acklam Funeral Home. Racine's Public Safety and Licensing Committee was about to deal with the possible revocation of a liquor license for Christine Beaugrand with her restaurant, the Sip, Drink, and Eatery at 306th Street downtown because of abandonment issues, when it was learned that she had an offer to sell the building to a former Racine resident, though not the individual she had otherwise been negotiating with about it. California's Richard Onion, back in town visiting family, learned about the property, made an offer to buy it. Not enthused, though, about the possibility of maybe having to pay some big bucks annually to be on a waiting list with a reserve liquor license.
Where I'm from, it's tradition that the license is essentially part of the asset that you're buying with the business when you buy a restaurant. So minus that asset, I'm happy to do the application process. I understand that. I certainly understand all the requirements around that. But what I don't understand is how long that list is. And if it's full when we are ready to be open, it sounds like it'll cost me $10,000 additional.
Alderman Jeff Coe said he'd prefer a compromise over a due process hearing. The panel supported any compromise that can be worked out to be reported right away to the city clerk and or city attorney's offices, since the next committee meeting is going to be 4 weeks away. It's got the backing of Racine's Downtown Area Design Review Commission, as well as the Landmarks Preservation Commission, but city development staff not quite on board with the design for three proposed rooftop-mounted antennas by Verizon Wireless for an historic building in the district downtown at the southwest corner of 6th and Main Streets. Matter was on the Plan Commission agenda for a public hearing, Mayor John Dicker telling the attorney for the company and out-of-town personnel supporting him that more time was needed to get information together for panel members.
Because of the fact that the committee does not have all the information, we think it's best, because we do what we do, and I'm assuming you're the attorney?
I am.
Okay. What we do, just for your information, we go through an entire presentation to not only this committee, but to the public. So they have all the information, and right now we don't have that. So I don't think that it's fair to give the public and this committee only part of the information.
Planning staff, while not recommending denial, does believe the proposal inadequately addresses the building's historic character and is detrimental to it and the district. Verizon's attorney believing the city planning staff does not fully understand applicable federal and state regulations when it comes to antenna placement, while staff has requested a city attorney's opinion on that. The board chair for Downtown Kenosha Incorporated is Kevin Irvin, who says it's hoped that a nationwide search launched this week will result in a new executive director coming on board within 2.5 months. He tells the Kenosha News they believe that the nationwide search for Chris Nauman's replacement will attract a good group of candidates, maybe up to 100, and from there, almost a dozen will be chosen for further screening by the DKI board. Nauman resigned back in October, 2 years after having been hired from successfully doing a similar job in Green Bay. And the latest effort to change Wisconsin's frac sand mining industry is being billed as a way to protect lakes and rivers. Racine Representative Corey Mason joining Monona Senator Mark Miller in co-authoring the Water Sustainability Act. WRJN.com, that's our webpage. We keep our newscast in the local news section of it. At WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.